Amen. I like what I feel around here. Amen. And I appreciate the talent that's been here tonight. And you know, one preacher said there's a lot of things that we can do without when we come to church. You know, we look around at this beautiful facility that the Lord has blessed this church with, and we see the nice chandeliers and the instruments up here on this platform. And I really feel like we could probably have church, if we absolutely had to, without all of that. I really do feel like we could. You've seen pictures of churches over in Cambodia and the Philippines and China and places like that, and the little that they have church with. I think we could do without that tonight if we absolutely had to. We've had a lot of talent here tonight, and we've heard a lot of good singing. And, you know, some folks can carry a tune, and then some folks just carry the bucket with the tune in it. But I'll tell you this, even if we just had bucket carriers around here, I think we could even do without the good singing. But there's one thing that I can't do without, and that's the Spirit of God. I've got to have the Holy Ghost working in the service. Amen. Praise the Lord. We've got to have him. Praise God. So wonderful to be with you here tonight. This is our first time here, and we appreciate the accommodations. Just a wonderful, wonderful place to stay, and you all have treated us so kindly already. And I will say, last year, the way that you blessed us and helped us in our time of need to this church, I want to say personally thank you, and I appreciate the opportunity to stand in this pulpit and to say those words and to say thank you, and how much we appreciate that. And it's good to meet some more of the 7,000 who have not yet bowed their knee nor kissed Baal. Hallelujah. I'm glad to find some more holiness folks that believe like I do. Amen. Sometimes you feel a little bit discouraged. You feel like Elijah. He said, you know, I'm the only one left that wants to serve God. I'm the only one that wants to do what's right. God said, I've got some in reserve that you've never met before. I feel like I've met some of you here tonight. Amen. So good to look around and see some faces that we know. And Brother Jordan Dean, good to see you tonight. And I'm glad to have my youth pastor here with us tonight, Brother Dylan Beatty, and a young preacher, Dalton, from our church. And just all of those, all the churches represented here tonight. And I appreciate you all being here. Amen. We're going to be in the book of Romans, chapter 6, and I appreciate the songs that have been chosen here tonight. The words of exhortation have just confirmed and confirmed and confirmed the burden that the Lord has placed on my heart for this service tonight, and I believe the Lord is going to help us around these altars. Amen. Praise the Lord. The book of Romans, chapter 6. We're just going to tear off one portion of a verse to preach to you here tonight. I didn't come with a fancy word. I didn't come with a fancy sermon. But there's some young folks here tonight. It's already been said. The Holy Ghost is already working on some young folks here tonight. I believe it. It's already been said that somebody needs grace tonight. Amen. Romans chapter 6. The first part of verse number 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death." The wages of sin is death. God, would you help us tonight to deliver this word? Lord, I pray you would anoint the ears of this great congregation. We thank you for the anointing that we've already felt. Lord, I feel liberty in this place already. Holy God, would you move on us here in this place? Would you touch every young person that's here, oh God? God, would you arrest the heart of that one that's running from you tonight, Lord? My God, would you help us in this altar service tonight, Lord? Would you move and have your way as only you can, Lord Jesus? Would you help the preacher tonight, Lord? Bless this great congregation, I pray, in the name of Jesus. We'll give you all the glory and all the praise in Jesus' name. And abundant life, you thoroughly said amen. Amen. The wages of sin is death. There was a great preacher who once was an athlete. His name was Billy Sunday. He played baseball. He once made the statement that hell is the highest regard that Satan can offer those who serve him. Hell is the highest regard that Satan can offer those that serve him. I want you to know that those who are in the service of Satan, that there is a payday coming. For the Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death. I don't know about you, but I work a job, and that job that I work, I don't get those wages for free on Friday morning. That check doesn't come through direct deposit into my bank account because I sat at home and did nothing all week, but it came because I had to earn it. It's called wages. And I want you to know tonight, young folks, that when you earn the wages of sin, it's because you've done something to earn those wages. You've committed something. You've done an act. You've made yourself a part of something that is displeasing in the sight of God. There is a payday that is coming. Those wages will be paid in full. There will be no taxes received out of the wages of sin. For when we stand before the throne of God, if we have sin in our heart, if we have sin in our life, we will receive the full payment and punishment for the sin that we have committed. The wages of sin will be paid. Can I tell you tonight, here, friend, that if you go to hell, you won't even have to pay your own way, because the devil will pay your way, because the wages of sin is death. Satan will repay your choice of sin with what you think is pleasure in sin for a season. He'll repay it with what you think is a good time, but his ultimate plan is to plunder and to destroy your life, to bring misery into your life, to destroy your marriage, to destroy your family, to destroy your church, because the wages of sin will always end up bringing death. John chapter 10 tells us that the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. It's not enough for him just to steal what little you have, but he wants to kill you. Not only does he want to kill you, but he wants to destroy your testimony. And I want you to hear me tonight, young people, that your adversary is not playing games tonight. I said he is not playing games with your soul, but he is playing for keeps. He's doing his very best to destroy you. He wants your soul in hell. He wants to destroy your life. He wants to destroy your testimony. But most of all, he wants to claim your soul for the very pits of hell.
Yeah.
There was a deacon who sat on a church pew for over 30 years. Backslid and began to drink whiskey and sleep with another woman in the church. Ended up leaving the church, causing a lot of problems. About 15 years later, he came back to the Lord, was saved again, and now attending in another church, sitting in a men's Sunday school class. He admitted to them why he did what he did, and these were his words: "I made the decision before I ever touched that bottle with my hand. For see, it was in my heart before it was in my hand." I want some young person to hear me tonight. It's not going to accidentally end up in your hand. It's going to be in your heart first. You look around and find yourself in a place where you know you're not supposed to be doing something you know you're not supposed to do. And you say, "God, how in the world did I get here?" I'll tell you how. It was because it was in your heart first. It was a seed of rebellion first. It was a seed of sin.
sin first. It was conceived in your heart before you ever did it with your hand, my friend. That deacon said, I had it in my mind before I ever did it in my flesh. And here's the sad part. He said, if I had conquered it in my mind, I never would have done it in the flesh. If I had been able to conquer it at an altar of prayer, I never would have found myself here. And there's some young folks here tonight. Maybe you haven't done the deed yet. Maybe you haven't gone out and gone that far yet. It's still in your mind. It's still in your heart. I beg of you tonight, friend, before it gets into your hand, before you do it, before you go out and make that mistake, find grace tonight, young person. I said, call on God and make it right with Him. Oh, God. I did it in my mind before I ever did it in my flesh. No wonder he said, bringing every thought into subjection, into captivity, under the obedience of Christ. Paul said, I keep under my body. He said, I've got to crucify this flesh with the affections and lusts. Can I tell you that when Abraham and Lot separated, it was Lot's flesh that drew him to the plains of Sodom. It was pleasant to the eye. It looked like it would be a good time. And we find that before too long, he begins to turn his tents in the direction of Sodom and Gomorrah. Young person, the very first thing that you will see in your life as a result of what is going on, the first sign of sin, if you will, is when you start turning in that direction. You may not be there yet. You may not be fornicating yet. You may not be partaking of that thing yet. But you're turned in that direction. Be careful, young person. I said, be careful, young man. That serpent called sin will bite you. And he's come to steal and to kill. He's come to destroy your life. Oh, God. Oh, God. Wow, preacher, you came in here preaching hard the first service. I'm sorry. This is the burden of the Lord. Because somebody's here tonight. Maybe you'll be here all week. Maybe you won't be here tomorrow night. But the Lord spoke to me specifically, and it's already been implanted in my heart and the hearts of others that grace is greater than sin. Yeah. I said, grace is good. How many of you can say, thank God for grace? We could stop and shout right there. Brother Jones, I said we could stop and shout right there and say, thank God that it didn't happen the way it should have. Thank God that I didn't go too far. Oh, thank God that sin didn't have that effect on my life. But there's somebody sitting here tonight. I said, there's somebody sitting here tonight. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost, Brother Beatty. There's somebody sitting here tonight. And they need to make their way to this altar and make it right with God before it's eternally too late.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It was Lot's flesh that drew him to the plains of Sodom. And it took angels to take Lot's family by the hand to drag him out of that city, lest he should be destroyed by the fire and the brimstone that would come as judgment upon those cities. You realize it wasn't just the city of Sodom and the city of Gomorrah, but there were other cities in the vicinity that were destroyed as well. And I want you to hear me tonight, young person. You've heard the saying, no man is an island unto himself. No one lives unto themselves, and no one dies unto themselves. There's somebody that's looking up to you. There's somebody that's watching your life and they're saying, well, if they can get away with it and still come to church and sing, if they can do that and still get on the stage, get on the platform and preach the gospel, friend, there's somebody watching your life. I said, there's somebody watching your life. All of those cities were destroyed. The angels had Lot's family by the hand. They were pulling them out of the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. And I want you to know that Mrs. Lot pulled away from the hand of that angel and turned around and became that pillar of salt. I want you to know that there's angels right here tonight, friend. They're pulling you in the right direction. I said they're pulling you in the right direction. Don't pull against the angel of the presence of the Lord. I said don't pull against the minister, the spirit, the flame of fire. He's pulling on you to bring you to safety tonight. God's wrath was poured out upon Sodom and Gomorrah. But on the top of a hill called Mount Calvary, the wrath of God was poured out upon his son. And now, we can find grace. If it wasn't for the grace of God, this young preacher, Brother Dean, wouldn't be standing up here tonight. Oh no. Sin that stands in the presence of God is annihilated. Oh yes. God cannot look upon sin, for he is holy. In the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 8, it says that because judgment is not executed speedily against the evildoers, their heart is fully set in them to do evil. Because I got away with it last time. I know this ain't popular, but it's what the Lord gave to me. There was four young men back in the day who were riding in a car, and they rode by Mr. Jack Coe's tent meeting, and they stopped to jeer and to make fun and to mock the service. And they hollered at Mr. Jack Coe, and they said, Mr. Coe, how far away is hell? He said, about 2 miles up the road. The boys, laughing and joking and jeering, got back in the car. And at the next 2 mile markers, at the curve that was too sharp for the speed they were going, they rounded that curve and went off that embankment, and the car burst into flames. I can tell you tonight, friend, that they didn't plan for that. I said they didn't plan for that. And I want you to hear me. I don't believe there's a young person sitting here tonight. I don't believe there's a mom or dad or a grandpa or a grandma sitting here tonight that ever plans on going to hell. You hear people talk tough and they say, yeah, me and my buddies, we're going to have a good time. No, you're not. I said, no, you're not. There's nobody that plans on going to hell. But can I tell you that whatever is dragging you there, whatever is taking you there, you can either go with it or you can go to heaven without it. I say tonight, somebody choose to let go and make the right choice. Let it go, friend, instead of being caught up with pleasure and sin for a season. Let's be counted with the people of God. And a sinner, while on his merry way to hell, enjoying the pleasure of sin, you've got to realize there are hurdles all along the road to hell. There are roadblocks all along the path to the flames of torment. For see, no doubt, there's some praying saints that have been on their knees for you young people. And if you make the choice to walk out of this door instead of making things right with God, and you show God what your decision is, that you've made a decision to walk over grace, I can tell you that even though the prayers of the saints are following hard after you, there will come a day, God said, my spirit shall not always strive with mankind. You'll have to leap over the prayers of the saints. You'll have to reject the relentless love of God that reaches to you service, after youth rally, after revival, after youth conference, when God is dealing with your heart about the sin that's there. You'll have to show disdain to your pastor's sleepless nights when he's up in the middle of the night praying for you, because the Holy Ghost has revealed to him what's going on in your life, in your bedroom, in your secret place of sin. You'll have to throw it all away, friend. He's been tossing and turning, no doubt, praying for your soul, and you'll have to pass it by in order to get to that place. The wages of sin is death. And Jesus, as the old songwriter said, paid it all. Anybody else know the next line to that song? All to him I owe. Somebody's in debt tonight. I said somebody's in debt tonight. Oh God, he paid it on a cross, friend. I said he paid it on a cross. He suffered because he loved us. I know it's simple tonight, but it's reaching to somebody here tonight. Oh, could I have a praying church over somebody that's not right with God here in this service? Oh God, he paid a debt that I did not owe. And I owed a debt that I could not pay. Oh, there's wages coming, but they'll never pay the debt of sin. I said there's wages coming, but they'll never pay the debt of sin. My God, you'll have to walk by a bloody cross in order to get to hell. I said you'll have to walk by a pleading Savior in order to make that choice to spend eternity without him. You'll have to push off Holy Ghost conviction to go to that place. You'll have to walk away from Jesus. You'll have to walk over grace tonight.
For surely I say unto you, I have prepared the way before you, but walk therein and hear my voice. I have designed so that no man should perish, but all should come unto repentance. But rather I say unto you, there are some that would walk after their flesh. They would give in to the desires of their own heart, and they would walk away from free grace that has been offered unto you, that has already been paid for. I call unto you, and I ask you to hearken unto me, as I strive for you. For as I have already said, I will not always strive with you. I will not wrestle with your spirit, and I will not overcome you. But you must lay your life down, surrendering all unto me. And in that moment of surrender, I will take the penalty, and I will give you the riches of Christ in exchange, saith the Lord.
Oh, God. Come on, church, lift your hands all over the house. All over the house tonight, lift your hands. All over the house. You heard the Holy Ghost. You don't have to receive the wages of sin. You can receive the riches of his grace. Oh God, I'd trade the wages of sin any day for the riches of the grace of God. I said I'd trade it any day, friend. That's no trade at all. I said that's no trade at all. Oh God. Oh God. Let me tell you something tonight, young person. The worst thing you'll realize when you get to that place called hell is you'll realize that you actually didn't ever have to go there. Because you're listening to a spitting young preacher tonight that's telling you the way of escape. I said, I'm telling you the way of escape. The Holy Ghost has spoken to us. Why don't we go ahead and stand here tonight? Oh, God, I'm done preaching. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Holy Ghost, would you deal with somebody in this service? Come on, let's pray. Let's pray right where we're at. Oh God, would you deal with a young person? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Y'all come to the music tonight. Oh God, would you touch Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. The Holy Ghost is waiting on somebody tonight. I said the Holy Ghost is waiting on somebody tonight. Who's going to step out? Who's it going to be? I tell you what, let's bow our heads in the presence of the Lord. Let's reverence the Holy Ghost here tonight. I said, let's mind the Holy Ghost right here in this service. If that's you tonight, you know you've got sin in your heart, you've got rebellion in your heart, you're running away from God. I don't even want you to raise your hand. Just nod your head. Just nod your head. Nobody's looking. Nobody's even going to feel your arm go up, breeze by him. Nobody's even going to know. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Is there anyone else? Is there anyone else? Come on, let's pray, saints. Let's pray, saints. Somebody's hanging in the balance tonight. Somebody's found in the balances tonight. Don't be wanting. Don't be lacking. Oh God. Oh God. Whatever you're holding on to, there's nothing in this world worth going to hell over. I said, there's nothing in this world worth going to hell over. I don't care if it's a boyfriend or a girlfriend. I don't care if it's a truck. I don't care if it's a job. If God's dealing with you to preach the gospel and you refuse that call tonight, friend, you're in rebellion against God. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. There is nothing worth going to hell over. As they begin to sing, I'd like for all of us to gather in here tonight. Preachers, would you help us pray? Prayer warriors, would you help pray for those that are seeking the Lord here tonight? All of us, let's gather in tonight. We're not going to embarrass anyone. It's not between you and the pastor. It's not between you and the evangelist. It's between you and God tonight. And the Holy Ghost has spoken to us. And he said, I want you to come on and receive grace. That's been the message the whole service. Grace. Grace.
Kneel at the tree.
Oh God, grace.
Tree, nail it to the cross.
Grace, Lord, grace. Nail come on, let's gather cross. Into this altar. God's got grace for somebody tonight. I said, God's got grace for somebody tonight.
Every stain.
Oh God.
Flood.
Nail it to the cross. Hallelujah.
Find hope and forgiveness.